search doesn't look the way it used to. More people are asking Claude, ChatGPT, or Google's AI overviews a question instead of typing it into a search bar and clicking through 10 blue links. When that happens, the AI picks a handful of sources, pulls information from them, and gives the person an answer on the spot. Sometimes your brand gets named, sometimes it doesn't. The good news, this isn't a black box you can't influence. AI tools are pulling from the same web your customers already read, and there are concrete things you can do to make your brand one of the sources they choose. Marketers have started calling this practice GEO, short for Generative Engine Optimization. Here's what it actually takes. Start with the questions people are asking, not the keywords you rank for. Traditional SEO trained us to think in keywords. GEO runs on questions. AI engines are built to answer prompts, so content structured around a real question your customer would ask, in the words they'd actually use, has a much better shot of being pulled into a response. Before you write anything, look at what people are actually asking. If your ideal customer is typing, "How do I know if my window frame needs replacing?" that's the sentence your content should be built around, not window replacement signs, as a keyword phrase. Make every section stand on its own. AI tools don't read your page top to bottom the way a person does. They pull short, self-contained passages from different pages and stitch them together. That means a paragraph buried in the middle of your blog post needs to make complete sense without the three paragraphs before it. A practical way to test this: pick any H2 or H3 section on your page and read just that section by itself. Does it answer a specific question with a clear, verifiable fact? If it only makes sense in context, an AI engine is less likely to lift it cleanly. Give the AI something to cite. Generic, vague content doesn't get cited. Specific content does. AI engines favor passages with real numbers, named sources, direct quotes, and clear attributions, because those are the details that make an answer sound credible and checkable. That might look like a specific statistic instead of "many customers report," a named expert or credential instead of "our team," a direct answer to a direct question, stated plainly before any caveats or nuance. If your content reads like marketing copy, it's harder for a model to lift as fact. If it reads like something a knowledgeable person would say when asked directly, it's much easier. Don't skip the technical basics. None of the content work matters if AI crawlers can't reach your pages in the first place. This is the most common problem agencies run into, and it's an easy one to miss. Confirm you're not accidentally blocking AI crawlers. Double-check your bot settings. Make sure your important content isn't hidden behind JavaScript that a crawler might not execute. Keep your sitemap and last modified dates accurate. Freshness signals matter, and a page that looks stale, even if the content is still accurate, can lose priority. Treat it as a team effort, not just a content task. Here's the part that surprises a lot of brands. GEO isn't only a content marketing job. It works best as a cross-functional strategy across SEO, content, and social media, since all of those channels feed the signals large language models draw on when they generate an answer. A strong backlink profile, consistent brand mentions across other reputable sites, and an active social presence all contribute to whether an AI engine trusts your brand enough to cite it. That also means GEO and SEO aren't competing priorities. GEO builds on the same foundation: structured pages, technical health, authoritative content, and adds the layer that's specific to how generative engines select and summarize sources. What to measure? Traditional rankings won't tell you whether you're showing up in AI answers. You'll want to track it directly. Run the questions your customers actually ask through ChatGPT, Claude, and Google AI overviews, and note whether your brand gets mentioned. Watch for AI crawler activity to confirm you're being read at all. Give it time. This is a newer discipline with a real lag between publishing and getting picked up. So expect a few months of consistent work before you see the pattern shift. The bottom line, showing up in AI Answers isn't about tricking a model. It's about giving it clean, specific, well-organized content that's easy to trust and easy to lift. Sitting on a site the crawlers can actually reach. Brands that get the fundamentals right now, while GEO is still new, have a real head start before this becomes as competitive as traditional search. If you want to find out where your brand currently stands in AI search, or want to ensure you're showing up in AI results, Invano can help. Reach out, and we'll show you what the AI engines are seeing today.